T-minus 22. Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. As soon as the words left Dan's lips, as soon as the big secret about Piper that she herself didn't understand was out, he found his gaze instinctively drift away from Leisha and towards Henry. "Dad, we couldn't tell you," he said, apologetic and almost tearful as he spoke. "If this had gotten out, if this ever gets out." Henry swallowed hard, trying to keep his own expression from cracking into the kind now etched on his son's face.
"Don't worry about that," he replied. Is this why she's always wearing those mittens now? And why you've cleared everything off the walls and surfaces?"
Emma began to answer Henry while simultaneously signaling for Dan to focus back on Leisha, who looked dumbstruck but hadn't yet sent any kind of pseudo-verbal response to Dan via the cable that still connected them. Dan heard her first few words, the start of the story about how she and Clark first learned of the power when Piper accidentally smashed and then seemingly deliberately moved a photo frame from several meters away. Dan didn't see the look on Henry's face, or the faces of Timo, Billy, Phil, or Mr. Bird, for that matter, and was right now more concerned with Leisha's gut reaction. The number of people who knew about Piper's power had just more than doubled, but Dan's intense focus on Leisha signified his own knowledge that what really counted was the nature of the next few words the cable sent his way. Unusually, however, even deep eye contact with Leisha didn't bring any thoughts forward. It was as though Leisha wasn't thinking anything, but Dan troublingly considered it was far more likely that the alien was either consciously limiting the cable's functionality or consciously avoiding thinking anything that Dan would understand. In lieu of a response, and quickly cutting Emma off from her explanatory speech, Leisha carefully took a step towards her and Piper. Mindful of the cable, he ensured the hand it was connected to didn't move suddenly in a way that would have painfully jerked Dan's neck. Dan stepped behind Leisha with a similar idea in mind, keen to make sure the cable didn't overstretch. Without waiting for permission from Emma or informing Dan of what he was doing, Leisha then just as carefully removed one of Piper's mittens with his free hand. Emma assisted him in this endeavor by removing the other, all the while gazing in wonder at the up-close view of Leisha's incredibly dexterous thumb. This made up for the two less maneuverable fingers on each hand, which were double-wide and difficult to understand from an evolutionary standpoint. With the mittens off, Leisha then reached for Piper's hand. "No," Emma said, stepping back with the baby in her arms. Allowing Leisha to hold her in his arms had been one thing, but skin-to-skin contact, especially with that truly alien-looking thumb, was too much. "It's okay," Dan said, stepping in to prevent any misunderstandings since Emma's tone had been understandably but perhaps unnecessarily sharp. "Emma, I think he wants you to touch her finger to her thumb. Is that right, Leisha? Talk to me." "Yes," the alien replied, as ever doing so silently and being picked up only by Dan. Dan nodded at Emma, who immediately proceeded to bring her daughter's tiny thumb in contact with the adjacent middle finger. Piper didn't know what was going on, but didn't seem to mind any of it, occasionally glancing at the bizarre creature connected to her father by a cable with something that looked like interest, but mainly gazing around the room from one of the relatively unfamiliar human faces to another. Billy and Timo were both completely new to her, while Phil and Mr. Bird were rare visitors, and even Henry's presence had been very scarce in the past week. Leisha, on the other hand, suddenly seemed to mind greatly what was going on. With an expression of the closest thing to fear that Dan or anyone else had ever seen from him, the alien backed away like an animal fleeing from a sudden and mysterious noise. Emma considered that this was perhaps not too far from what was going on, if Leisha had indeed picked up some signals or thoughts or whatever the right word was for what Piper's still-developing brain might be sending out. How deep a conversation an alien and a human baby could have was something few people had ever thought about, but the question now filled the minds of everyone in the room. Piper could already clearly vocalize a small number of identifying words like dada, mama, kaka, tata, and oos, So there was certainly some kind of linguistic thought already going on in there, but no one present was anything close to an expert on such things. All they knew was whatever was going on, Leisha didn't like it. "Leisha?" Terry yelled, gesturing to something everyone else had been too preoccupied by the alien's reaction to notice. "Dan?" Everyone belatedly glanced down at Dan. Down, that was, because Leisha's sudden movement had roughly jerked the cable clean out of Dan's neck and sent him falling to the ground. Tara reached Dan first, having stepped towards him at the very moment when she'd noticed and alerted the others. "Are you okay?" she asked. Dan nodded weakly, slowly pushing himself to his knees and then to his feet. The back of his neck was bleeding, quite badly, but Tara didn't want to worry him with that right now. Clark's deep voice took everyone's attention away from Dan again as his peripheral vision noticed something else.
"Emma, he wants you to break the link," he boomed. "Open her hand."
With almost too much going on at once to keep up with, Emma glanced first to Clark and then straight to Leisha, who did indeed appear to be clearly signaling a request for Emma to separate Piper's finger and thumb. His free hand was opening and closing rapidly, which was quite a sight to behold given its unusual composition, and the evident discomfort on his face let Emma know that the request was an urgent one. As soon as Emma released her gentle hold on Piper's thumb and put the mittens back on her hands, Leisha stopped his frantic gesturing. Only then did he notice what had happened to Dan, at which point obvious concern replaced the previous look of fear on his decidedly non-human but highly expressive face. Leisha stepped forward towards Dan, the room utterly silent aside from Piper's mild protests about the restrictiveness of her mittens, and helped him to his feet. Dan didn't appear to bear any grudges, far too concerned about Piper to care about anything like that, and apparently also to have noticed the blood flowing from the puncture wound in his neck. A connected cable typically caused no lasting damage, but the accidentally violent widening of the wound by Leisha's sudden movement was far from typical. The form of cable used by the messengers for this kind of direct communication, physically familiar only to Dan and Emma, resembled something like a segmented shower cord and was placed against the subject's neck in an initially painless manner. Only then did a more needle-like internal cable shoot out to an unknown depth and established the real connection. The sudden and improper disconnection of this link-up didn't seem to have had any medically disastrous effect on Dan, but the blood was certainly flowing. As Leisha gently turned Dan around to put the cable back into his neck, the sight of the blood gave him a second shock in quick succession and led to him momentarily backing off again. Dan felt his own neck with his hand and looked at the blood he unknowingly smeared, numb to the pain given the adrenaline coursing through his veins, then reached out to Leisha and grabbed the cable.
"Dan," Terry yelled, pulling at his arm. "No, I'll do it," she added, pointing to her own neck so that Leisha got the message too.
Unrelenting, however, Dan shook her hand aside and signaled to Leisha in no uncertain terms where he wanted the cable to go. As the alien hesitated, wincing in apparent horror at the physical damage he had caused to a well-meaning human, Clark stepped into Dan's sight.
"You sure you want this, man?"
Dan nodded without hesitation, at which point Clark muscled in to grab the unconnected end of cable from Leisha, hardly requiring any force given the alien's state of shock, but using enough to make sure he didn't have to try twice, then held it against Dan's neck. Nothing happened.
"Leisha needs to activate it for the needle part to go in,"
Emma said, trying to explain something to Clark that she barely understood herself.
"Do it,"
Clark boomed at Leisha. With the alien appearing hesitant in a manner born of concern rather than sheer unwillingness, Clark's threatening expression and louder, close-up repetition of this order was enough to seal it. Leisha barely perceptibly touched his dexterous thumb to the point where the still-connected cable met his palm. Dan's resulting scream was almost deafening, the pain of the needle's insertion into his injured neck causing his legs to momentarily buckle. Seconds later, however, he was back upright and face to face with Leisha. Still, there was no resentment or anger or anything close to it on Dan's face. All his expression reflected was urgent wonder as to what the hell was going on and what Leisha had heard when Piper's hand was in the activation position.
He didn't have to vocalize this wonder for Leisha to hear it, and the reply came instantly.
Her mind is too strong.